No doubt in life, bad things will happen. And my next guest here, perhaps with a cushion, maybe some steps to cultivate an opportunity mindset in a crisis. Well, happy 2022 you. How to survive and thrive when bad things happen. Of course, so steps, 9 steps to cultivating an opportunity mindset in a crisis. That's a mouthful. Let's cut to the chase and bring you into the conversation. Dr. Jim Taylor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for you, internationally recognized for your work in the psychology of critical performance, author of at least 17 books, textbooks, and more, and doing your thing with the media role and getting the word out that, well, bad things are going to happen. So let's get into our conversation. What was your impetus for this title? Let's begin here.
Well, this book I published in 2019, so before the COVID crisis occurred. Mm. So I don't know if I'm psychic or something like that, but what I saw in both my professional life with my clients, the organizations I work with, as well as personally in life as a parent and as a husband and as a person, we have crises all the time. There are little crises, whether it's our child having a tantrum, up to major crises like the Great Recession. And now we are experiencing, Shelley, what I call the perfect storm of crises, where we have a global health crisis, a personal health crisis, a global economic crisis, a personal financial crisis. We have a political crisis. We have a moral crisis. So I don't think any time in our history have we been hit with so many crises at once. It's created an extremely challenging atmosphere and environment in our country and in the world.
Do you even define crisis? Can you do that for us?
Yeah, I think it's really important because we all intuitively know what a crisis is, but I'm a big believer that we can better manage a crisis when we really understand what it's about. So I define a crisis as an event that arises suddenly, that disrupts our lives and threatens the status quo. Plus, it has both short-term and long-term consequences to both individuals and to groups. And some key qualities of a crisis are, first of all, they're unexpected. Certainly nobody expected the coronavirus to happen. Second, it creates tremendous instability. It truly rocks our world, just as an earthquake, a hurricane, an economic crisis, et cetera. Shelley, one of the most powerful aspects of a crisis, and especially a perfect storm of crises, is that it produces 3 things that human beings evolutionarily really don't like, and they're unfamiliarity, unpredictability, and uncontrollability. So when we have these things in our lives, life is very stressful and very uncomfortable. And the coronavirus has created all those things in us. And the really unfortunate thing, both short-term and long-term, is that we experience trauma. And for some of us who haven't been massively touched by COVID, there is sort of an insidious low level of trauma. But we're going to be seeing trauma by those who are hit most by it, children, those who don't have the financial means to weather this storm. We're going to be seeing some of these physical, psychological, social, political, emotional, economic impacts potentially for years to come. And that's really the scary thing for me.
Yes. Yet you present how to survive and thrive when bad things happen, giving us some steps. Let's turn to this angle, Jim.
Okay. And before I do that, Shelley, I want to be really sensitive to the fact that there are people out here, out in the world, who have really suffered. And it has hit them very hard in many ways at home. And so for them, it is might very well be a matter of just surviving. But for those who it hasn't been touched them that much, this is actually an incredible opportunity. Because what happens is this disruption that I mentioned, what it offers is an opportunity to do a reset, to step back and go, you know, is this the life I want to lead? What are my values? What are my priorities? Because we tend to fall into a routine in our lives and we sort of just go with the flow instead of really asking ourselves, what do we really want? And we also create a life that sort of fits that flow. And even though it might not be the ideal one we want. And so really the ability to use this time, whether it's having 3 extra hours to commute for where you're not commuting, for example, to think about what kind of life do I want to lead? How can I make my life better in these circumstances? So when COVID is over and we get back to what I hope will be an old normal, but it might be a new normal, we can better live the lives we have. So a couple of things that I think are really important. This is the natural tendency when we're threatened by a crisis to want to curl up in a ball, lay in bed, binge watch TV, eat Häagen-Dazs ice cream. That's not a plug for Häagen-Dazs, by the way. Okay. Or basically withdraw from the world and lose motivation to do anything. And it's really important this time to stay motivated, to stay committed. So I talk about this idea of reigniting our motivation. And the motivation can be, I'm going to do a great job at work. I'm going to take care of my kids. I'm going to help them with remote learning. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to eat better, whatever it might be. Find something you can care about that you can turn your energy to. Because the problem with crises is they overwhelm you. They are all there every day. And certainly with the news media, it's an every moment issue. So having something to take your mind off of, to really pour your energy into, positive energy, can be really, really beneficial. Other things. There are a lot of things about the COVID crisis that we can't control. We certainly can't have a vaccine, figure out a vaccine. We certainly can't stop it. But there are a lot of things in our lives we can control. And at a personal level, as well as a family level, and even a neighborhood and community level. And so, for example, I'm a big believer in following the rules of wearing masks and social distancing. Those things we can control that can protect us from catching coronavirus. So looking for things in our lives that we can control, because like I said, human beings don't like being out of control. So we can't be macro in control because of COVID, but we can be micro in control, looking for those little things in our lives, whether it's getting up at a decent hour, going to bed at a decent hour, taking care of ourselves, taking care of our family. Those are all really, really valuable. What else?
I want to introduce you, because listeners are thinking, who is this? What is this? This is great. In, again, our world, How to Survive and Thrive When Bad Things Happen, 9 Steps to Cultivating an Opportunity Mindset in a Crisis. Yes, give me another, Dr. Taylor.
Yeah, so as I said, the crises are overwhelming. They create an unbelievable tsunami of emotions, negative emotions, anger, frustration, sadness, despair, depression, anxiety, and that can not only have an immediate impact on our lives, but it can also have long-term impact. So I'm a big believer in looking for places in your life where you can proactively generate positive emotions, whether it's listening to music or getting exercise or being with friends, socially distancing, of course, whatever brings you what I call the warm fuzzies, go out and get those, because those positive emotions, joy, happiness, pride, inspiration, excitement, whatever it might be, those can counteract and turn the volume down on all those negative emotions that we experience every day when we're faced with this pandemic. Two other things that are really important. I wrote a blog post about this a few months ago. I hate the phrase social distancing, because that's not what is necessary. What we need is physical distancing, yes, but more than anything, we need social connection. Because unfortunately, the whole lockdown has caused us to have to isolate. And we as human beings are social creatures, and we need to connect with other people. In fact, social support is one of the strongest buffers against stress and anxiety. So yes, keep your physical distance, but make sure you connect, both at an individual level, at a family, neighborhood, community level, but also at a bigger level. We're going through another kind of crisis, a political crisis right now, where there's tremendous division. And I don't want to get into that too much, but it's causing us to separate from each other. And the only way we're going to get through this is to do it together. Last thing, and there are other things we can talk about after if we have time, is simply gratitude. So what happens in a crisis, it becomes your life. It overwhelms you, as I said. And all you see, it's like you put on a pair of brown colored lenses. Everything looks dark to you. And another really strong finding in the research related to happiness and stress is that expressing gratitude is a great way to relieve that stress. And gratitude has both an impact for both the sender and the receiver. So if you express gratitude, even if it's to your essential workers, this is one thing I'm so committed to, is every time I go into a grocery store, every time I see a police officer, a firefighter, I say, thank you for doing the job. And my kids actually tease me about it now. And expressing that gratitude makes us feel better, but just as importantly, it makes them feel better, because especially for those who are those frontline workers who are really putting themselves at risk to keep our world going, that's just nourishment. That just feeds their soul at a time when their soul is being depleted by the challenge faced by them.
Dr. Taylor, I do need to let you go, but I am the messenger, those who to follow up with you. How is that best done? By getting your book?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's on Amazon. It's easy enough. And then I also have a website called Dr. Jim Taylor, drjimtaylor.com. I've got a podcast called Crisis Opportunity, as well as a bunch of blog posts. So you can find out pretty much everything you possibly want about me, and probably too much, on my website.
Great. Now that's where we live. How to survive and thrive when bad things happen. Thank you, Dr. Jim Taylor.